Welcome back to the Sneaker Addicts podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my co-host, Dan, aka Dan underscore Squire. Good evening, my friend. It is evening as well, isn't it?
It is evening of pancake day. Have you had your pancakes today, Danny?
I have had a full pancake day as well, not just a set of pancakes. I've had pancakes for breakfast, and then, well, we didn't have pancakes for dinner. We had wraps, so a little bit like a pancake, and then for after our tea. Is it dinner and tea? Lunch and dinner.
Yeah. Oh, I don't get involved in this because it's either, isn't it? You know, dinner can be had any time after 12. Give me a dinner, it counts.
Dinner and tea. And then we had like proper like chocolate, banana, marshmallow ones for after tea. But yeah.
What's your pancake of choice?
What's my pancake of choice? Oh, but chocolate spread and bananas. That's me. Roll it up. Scoff it in.
He's a sweet guy.
Yeah, what are you on?
American style for me. Give me some sausages on it.
Really? So you make the thick, fluffy pancakes?
Well, honestly, I don't rate a pancake. I think it's just a ridiculous idea. It's just a rubbish Yorkshire pudding.
I mean, it is that. Anyway, you think you're coming to listen about trainers and sneakers. First of all, we kick off with pancakes. And then next, we do have some guests coming on later to do a very, very special kind of, I don't want to say silly, started off a silly idea, and then actually the chat was quite good. And yeah, you'll see the fun that we have with a few of our friends later on in the episode. But we have got some news, as always. Mr. Daniel Squire scours the internet, finds some news. I probably don't even know half the stuff that he's found, so he will explain it. But what have we got this week, Mr.?
Well, I know you know about this one because I know our opinions differ on this. But there's been a few leaks over the last few weeks, and it's been almost unofficially announced this week that there is a three-way collab with Nike, Travis Scott and Fragment on a Jordan 1 Low. So I'll come straight to you, Danny. What do you think of this shoe?
Oh, it is just rubbish. It is everything that's wrong about collaborations and what they are just. It's just the biggest load of hype nonsense that people will be all over them and everyone will jump all over it. And because it's got a little Fragment sign on the heel and the Travis Scott back to front swoosh and wow, yay. Nah. Do you know what? I'm actually not mad at the colourway, to be honest. The colourway is not bad. But everything it stands for is everything I do not stand for. So
you see, I honestly don't know why this shoe is getting so much hate. I think so many people will come around on this shoe. A bit like they did with the Jordan 4 Union. I don't think it's up there in terms of contender for shoe of the year. No. But as the Jordan release goes, as a collab, I just don't see why it's getting all the hate. I think it looks brilliant.
Daniel, just have to excuse me while I open a beer to just drown this rubbish out that you're talking right now. Do you know what? I'm not completely mad at it, but I just think... Do you know when I was saying about Travis Scott in a previous episode that he actually pushes out some decent shoes and he's not like, he doesn't do a Virgil and just flood everything and he sporadically drops a shoe and it's really good. I think he's missed the boat on this one. I think he's missed the target on this one.
You see, I would have to completely disagree. I think if you like Jordans and like a Jordan 1 Low, I just think what's not to like? Backwards swoosh, brilliant. Fragment, brilliant. I mean, it ticks a lot as far as a Jordan 1 Low goes, because let's be honest, if it was a high, it would crush the internet.
Yeah, probably so. So does this mean that we're going to expect another Dan Squire playing card to enter a raffle?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, if it gets me a win, I am willing to do something like that again. but moving on, we won't spend too much time talking about Travis and Fragment. But another Jordan release this week, the Jordan 6 Carmine, obviously OG colorway, only the fourth time it's ever been released. I think it was 6 or 7 years since the last release, and caused chaos in the States, obviously over there. A few stores were open. And I don't know if you saw this, but yeah, just carnage. Like people
I, saw, I saw the video being shared loads, as it was on Instagram, but I've just not clicked into it to look. So I've not actually seen it, but yeah. Why has a store done this in the current environment in America? I'm sure, like, even in over here, if they'd have done it, there might have been a bit of a queue maybe for that, but I don't think it would have been to the extent that it is in America for that particular.
Yeah, I think the Jordan 6 Carmine especially is a bit underappreciated over here a little bit. It's not like a Jordan 1 over here, you know, almost matches the hype as in the States, but they must have known it was going to cause chaos, surely. It was almost nice to see again, you know, a bit of like, we've not seen that for so long.
We've not seen a ruckus for ages, have we?
Not condoning it, but it was nice to see a throwback.
Yeah, but next time people are fighting for trainers outside a shop in London, that means that we're going to the pub. So that is the only bonus about any of this thing that we're talking about.
And lastly in the news for today, another Adidas Simpsons collaboration on a shoe based on the Flaming Moe.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
Well, funnily enough, this is Tuesday. I've just got through a pair of ZX 10,000 Krusty Burgers. They're this month's Annex giveaway. Like I say, we give away a pair of trainers every single month. Check it out on YouTube, etc., etc. You can find all the details. And they are better in hand. I slated them on the podcast. I've slated them publicly to everybody who's kind of asked me about them. They are a lot better in hand. The materials are really, really good, actually. Still a bit out there for me, the 10,000. I don't think I'd wear it myself, but it's always good to get like a different shoe on the channel to review and talk about. I think the 1,000, I quite like the colourway, to be honest. But I don't know about the flame and the black outlining to make it look cartoony. I'm not sure. Yeah. There's enough things that have come out recently that I've laid down and said I absolutely don't like it. And then I've done a full 180s on, which I'm sure we'll get into later in this podcast. I know it's coming up, Dan, so it's fine. But the one I think I can pass on these ZX 1000s for now.
Yeah, don't you worry, Danny. It is coming up. It's coming. But yeah, I mean, I love the concept. I love that they've done it on something that was in, I don't know, probably one episode of The Simpsons, The Flaming Moe.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. But I think the concept is better than the execution. I think when it actually puts it on a shoe, it's not the most wearable. But an awesome collector piece if you're into that.
Yeah, and there's a Superstar. Have you seen the Superstar, which is the third one as well?
No, I've not.
It's a good job you haven't seen the Superstar, because that is the worst one of the three. So, but we might get onto that in another week.
So shall we get our guests in?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, it's not so much guests this week as contestants, because we decided that for Valentine's Day, when this was recorded, we would bring in a couple of friends who are a couple and have a little game of Mr. and Mrs., but a sneaker edition, right?
Yes.
So with us today, we have Nadia and Rob, also known as, or you'll find them on Instagram, as the East London Edit and Mr.Jibbles.
86.
86.
Now then, how's it going?
Hiya.
Evening.
Hiya. So we have got Nadia, aka, I can never remember your, is it at the East London Edit?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's easy. And Mr.Jibbles86.
Yeah, that's it. That's
and I'm not one. Even looking. Look, my phone, it's not even on. I've just.
Yeah. How do you remember his? Mine is so generic.
I don't know.
I want to know where the name Mr. Jibbles came from, though.
I've got no idea. None at all.
Hang on, you. I don't. Hang on. When you met me, you had that nickname as yeah, well. Yeah, you were like, my email's Mr. Jibbles, and I was like, what's that?
I don't know. It must have been something that just came around from watching cartoons with friends over the years. But I just don't actually really remember where it all came from officially. I just run with it as well.
But weirdly, the East London Edit was always meant to be like both of us.
Yeah, it was.
I restarted my account when we first met each other. I kind of like ditched my old account, which had like 11,000 followers on it, and it was just really good. And it just, I felt really like sad because it was like half of it I felt like it was like bots and stuff like that. So it's just like I kind of changed what I wanted to do. So thought, why not start with Rob? And then he just abandoned it.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
You just took more control of it, which is fine. It's not a problem. And we did a couple of podcasts with it. I think that's how it came about, really, didn't it?
Oh, well. It's mine now, anyway, so where?
Don't bother me.
So, like we've already mentioned, we've got Nadia and Rob on because it's Valentine's Day, and we are actually filming this on Valentine's Day on Sunday evening. And we are going to have a game of Mr. and Mrs. because Nadia and Rob collect trainers. And so we were looking around, and apart from the fact they're friends anyway, there's not too many couples that are both really into, because you're both really, really into it, aren't you? Do you know?
Yeah.
Like sometimes there might be one person really into it and the other half might just be dragged along for want of a better word. But you've both been into it for ages, haven't you? So.
Yeah, massively. I mean,
way too long at this
point. Too long, even before we've known each other, and we've known each other for since 2016. You know, it was one of the main things that kind of brought us together, was like how much we loved sneaker culture and stuff. And he was I kind of went off it for a little bit just because I was working in high fashion and stuff. And then, you know, bringing it all back up, we just started, you know, doing it together, and yeah, it's a real passion. And you know, get frustrated with each other. You know, the street hawkers, I got them first. He got really
I got massively shitty. I didn't want to look at any of the messages between you two because we got our own little group going. I didn't want to look at none of it. I didn't, because it just wound me up, because that was a pair I wanted so much. As soon as I saw them, that was it. Didn't give a flying horses about anything else that was coming out that week or month or next 2 months. And they turned up and she showed me, and I was like
silent for most of the day, actually.
I just looked at him, I squinted and gave it a side eye, like he had a nice.
But yeah. I've had this with him. So disclaimer, he's actually one up here from Slam City.
Yeah. They were meant to turn up yesterday, but we decided to change it for tomorrow.
That's a nice story. That's ended nicely. Mm. The biggest one we've ever argued about has been Rookie of the Years. Mm. And really,
without spoiling what's potentially coming up here. what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is me and Dan have created 5 rounds for Nadia and Rob to go at, and we're going to ask a question each round, and me and Dan are going to judge who wins each round, and then we're going to have just to spice it up even more, as if you can't tell that Nadia and Rob are quite spicy to each other anyway, and then at the end of the podcast we'll go and you can fight for the rest of the evening. So
it wouldn't be the first time today either, so you get used to it.
So so I'm going to kick it off with question number 1, right? And it's a simple one, this one. So me and Dan are going to judge, and what we're going to say is you can't have the street hawkers, because we know you both picked those up, or anything that I've plugged you with. It's got to be, you've got to pick it up yourself, Nadia. So your latest pickups. So Rob, what has been your latest pickups, and can you give us a bit of a story behind it? And then Nadia, and then me and Dan are going to judge who's got the best pair.
I think I can't remember. Oh no, it's the Mockers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mockers and the Sean Clivers were the last couple of pairs I got. The Sean Clivers were actually an exclusive access on the sneakers app. And I'm sitting there one morning at the table, just drinking my coffee. And all of a sudden, the notification popped up saying you got exclusive access. And I just pushed the, because we got one of these benches where you sit on. And I just pushed it and I run into the bedroom. And I was like, look, Mads, I got an exclusive access for the second time last year. Ordered them straight away. And then what did it take? Couple of days?
Yeah.
Couple of days. Turned up. I was over the moon. Pulled them out of the box, put them on my feet, and I've gone, they're a bit tight. You know, really tight on my feet. You know, my toes are hitting the top. And she's gone, they're a bit small on you. And I've looked at them and gone, they're fucking 9. They're a size 9. I'm a 10. And I just felt like I can't wear these. And I'm one of them people, like, it has to be that size. or it's nothing. I can't do any more. And I left them on my feet, and I walked around the flat convincing myself for the next half an hour that I'm going to keep these and I'm going to wear them. And you know what? God's honest truth. They've sat in that box ever since, and I've not worn them out. But look, I won them. I'm happy I've got them. I'm not going to flog them on. I know you can get a lot more, and I don't agree with the whole resale culture. So I'm happy to just keep them in the box. And then the Mockers was just a win through Offspring. And that day, I know, I've never seen a pickup like it in my life. This was the Saturday that the whole lockdown before Christmas got kicked in.
The day of.
Yeah. And we turned up before 10 o'clock, wasn't it? Probably about quarter to 10. And there was about 30 people in this queue before the door even opened. Oh, it was just one door of Selfridges. So you can imagine they've got about six other doors and they're shuffling people around. And we got in and we just walk at a normal pace and people are running. And I'm telling you, they run up them escalators in that middle aisle just to get to Offspring. And people are just being turned away because, one, they've been told people were thinking it's first come, first serve. Mm. It wasn't. It was just all literally raffle winners. And people just hanging about, hoping to try and pick them up off of someone, or they've come from other stores and they're walking in and then offering people there and then, oh, do you want to buy a resale pair of Mockers? Offering two times the price. And it's ridiculous. But yeah, I think they're the last couple I got up into the street hawkers. Yeah.
So that's his.
That's mine. Long winded.
Well, just before we move on to yours, Dad, what we're feeling about early access on that?
What I'm feeling is early access on the Sean Clivers and the win on Slam City, go buy a lottery ticket.
I have. We bought quite a lot recently. Nothing. But I will say this, yeah. Slam City have been really good. I've got no plug, no backdoor, no nothing. I've had about three or four wins in the last year with them. One of them was for her. The Dorimon ones,
yeah.
And... oh, there was definitely another one I wanted.
No, because I got remember. Instance myself. Mm.
Maybe it was you, yeah. But we've done pretty decent out of them. And I've shopped there in the past before, so.
Yeah, so I used to shop on them. I don't think they care so much. I've had zero. But I've got to say, those two pickups, Sean Clivers and the Mocker ones, it's going to take some beating from Nadia.
Oh, okay. So mine were... other than the Street Hawkers, obviously, mine were the Unambush Dunks, right? And the Dark Curry High. So Dark Curry High was just a Foot Patrol win. And I'm going to tell you now, they're nicer than the Mockers.
Yeah.
Hands down. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't... like, I like the Mockers. I love the Mockers. I think they're really beautiful. I'm all for a neutral colour because obviously I wear quite bright outfits or...
never noticed that.
You'd never know. So I like really neutral and I like mad. But so when they came through, the suedes on the dark, on the, what are they called? Medium high? No, dark curry.
Dark russet.
Yeah, that's it. And the quality on them, the suede is beautiful. Mm. Really, really beautiful.
They just don't do them justice.
They don't do them justice. It's just proof that they need a new product photographer. Anyway, so that's just a generic one. My Unambushes, I got a win through Offspring, but I didn't get the first time win. Someone didn't collect them. And they were like, we've got a pair for you. Right, so if you send us the details, we'll, you know, send it on to you, blah blah blah. I was like, yes, oh my god, I really wanted these, I'm so happy, oh my god, you and Ambush, I'm a huge Ambush fan, blah blah blah, got the Converse, got all that shit. And when they came, I was a bit like, oh, they look a bit thick and big, and I put them on and didn't think nothing of them. And as it goes in lockdown, you haven't got all the time in the world to constantly wear every single pair as soon as they come through the door, right? We don't have a fancy fireplace like Danny, right? Where we can sit in it and have a little balcony.
Or white IKEA shelf bedroom.
So I was like, oh, you know, they look a bit thick, you know, but, you know, maybe that's just the model of it. Like, just a little bit thicker tongue and it's leather and all that, blah, blah, blah. decided to wear them this weekend. And again, I was like, these feel really big. Like, I'm an 8. And I was like, these feel really, really big, like a size too big. And I'm just walking around. Did a good 4-mile walk Saturday. And I come home and I'm like, let me have a look at the box just to make sure they're a size 8. They say size 8. Take them off and I'm going to think nothing of it. And I go, something's like really bothering me now, like really, really bothering me. Went back, looked at the tag, and it's a 9.5. My ambush dunks are a 9.5.
So what I've learned is that you two can't order things online in your own size. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well,
I to be fair to Offspring, I messaged them straight away because the first thing I thought was, if there's a 9, I've got a 9.5 in an 8 box, the 8's going to be in the 9.5. But they actually said they've had quite a few issues with it, and they've like offered to take them back off me, even though I've worn them, and they've been really good about it, and I can't fault them on that. It's me now. I'm like, I've wanted these for so long, and it's not about the resale value or anything. It's about the shoe. For me, it was what the shoe want. I didn't even want the pink ones because I like loud, but I don't want the pink ones. I wanted the black and white ones. And now I'm like, am I ever going to wear them? They look really big. Do I give them back and then feel really sad? What do I do? It's like that, you know, like.
While you're pondering about what you're going to do, Dan, who's won this round, do we think?
If you put it on me, I'm going to have to say, Rob. For me,
it's
no contest. When you look at a Jordan 1 OG high is better than a Dunk High. The Mocha is amazing. All good pickups, but the Sean Cliver and the Mocha 1, I mean.
I'm going to do the same 1-0, Rob, because prop doesn't really access Sean Cliver. Sorry, Nad.
Biased, but you know what? Yeah, you can have it. It's fine.
But your story was really good. We'll give you your story. Dan,
there's plenty more points to be won. So, question 2.
Okay.
And we'll start with Nadia for this one.
Okay.
What's the best pair in your collection?
Ooh. Oh,
that's not good.
Ooh.
That's like picking a favourite child. You.
Harry. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh!
I'm joking, Maddie, if you listen
Nick,
to this for a few years.
Yourself, tell your children in the future. Be the shit steerer. Oh, shit. Oh no, this is really, 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 really tough.
Is this talking current collection?
Current collection, one pair, what is the best?
It must be whatever's you've got
what
here.
I've got now here, okay, not at home. Okay, that's really tough for me. That's like really, really tough. It's a toss up, I guess, between my Travis Scott Low AJ1s. Oh yeah. And my SB Jordan 1 LA to Chicago's.
Oh, wow, I'm surprised that you didn't say one there.
Yeah, those two are like my absolute favorites. Like, I've worn them a lot. So basically, I was, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I was on the loo in the morning, right? And I put the Sneaker Nat app on. And I think it was a Saturday. Yeah, it was a Saturday. And I was like, oh, it's the Travis Scott Lowe's. And I was like, oh, just enter it. You know, you're not going to win them, right? What's the point? But it's 2 minutes until the end. Just enter it. Literally put my phone, got up, you know, got out. Looks at the screen and screamed. I screamed so loud, right? I've never been happy all day, except for my wedding day, obviously.
I mean, well, nice catch. Yeah, yeah. No.
I had to slip that in.
I won, and I literally just couldn't believe it. And I didn't believe it until the day they were in my hands. That pair is so beautiful. I took them to Japan with me on our honeymoon. And I just, everywhere we went, people just were like, oh, Travis Scott Lowe's. And it was just, and it's not about that, but it's nice to see that people recognize it and stuff. And same with the LA to Chicago's. I think they're just such a special pair. Like, I don't have the heart to rub them off or anything. I want it to happen naturally. I wore them non-stop. I went to New York. I wore them to New York. In New York, people kept stopping me and they were like, oh my God, they're so amazing. Like, those two are definitely, hands down, my favorite. Closely probably followed by the Stussy Spiridons from last year. Just because I like a Spiridon.
So, Danny, what do you think of the Travis Scott Low Jordan 1 then? Because something else we'll be talking about on this podcast.
Yeah, we will be talking about this. I don't hate the first one. I actually think the colorway is better than the high.
Ooh, big call.
Yeah, it's a big, but I like the black toe box. I think it kind of works. I think the color blocking on the low works better than the high. But obviously, I'd have the high because Jordan 1 lows.
But you know what? I have a few Jordan 1 lows, and the quality on them in comparison to others, it's. I had this conversation with someone. I think they should have been called a dunk because it's far too similar to a dunk.
Yeah.
I think we had that conversation, didn't we? I was like, I don't know why they put. Obviously, it was Jordan, and it went hand in hand, but. It really could have, really good pair. So that's mine.
I'm going to say I'm really surprised you didn't say the double because...
Oh, no, she's already gone, so you can't reverse.
I know. I'm sitting there looking at
it. I'm on this.
Not to this pair. Okay, so if we're talking current, what I've got here with me is a toss-up between the New York to Paris AJ1 SBs and the Viotech Dunks. I'll be honest, the Viotech Dunks at first, when they came out, I know it's a retro, I know it's a remake of the originals. Never had the original pair, but they're great. They're fantastic to wear. They're easy just to throw on as beaters, you could say. Pretty much any day wear, apart from when it's pissing down with rain. And I know you got a pair.
Mm.
And then I was like, I don't know now. I kind of regret not taking up the opportunity to get a pair. And it was about two, three weeks after, was it?
Yeah.
And I heard there was a few pairs sitting around still, which is amazing to think. You know, and this was it last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the year before? Yeah, it was last year. And I was surprised they were actually sitting around because people were talking about, oh, let's get the Viotech Dunks. Because there's a small hype behind it. But probably not to the extent what there is now, where people just crave a dunk, isn't there? Like, you guys know this. We will talk about it. And I thought, okay, well, sod it. Last pair in my size. Let's just grab them. And do you know, I loved them. I wore them into my office now and again when you could go to an office for work before being told off to dress a little bit smarter for work. But I love them. They're comfortable. They're easy going. They're everyday pairs. If I want to slip in another pair, I'll say my... Nike ID Maharishis I got done. This was like after the Maharishi Nike collaboration.
Right.
We were sitting in the car going to Wales to see her parents. And I think you got on the phone to Maharishi, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Got them on loudspeaker and said, oh, look, we've missed out on them. Is there any still going or sitting around? And they're like, no, but we're going to be doing a Nike ID pair or Nike by you, isn't it? Sorry, Nike ID is going like 20 years back. Nike by you pair, like where it's using all their materials. So it's like, okay, kept an eye on the website and the Nike website, and we both got customized pairs with our initials on the what's the bit on the front,
the tab,
on the tab. Yeah, thanks. So we got our initials. So I got RD on my right foot, she's got, I got NA,
and it was the year we got married as
and
well,
we got done that 2 years. Year. The materials, it's a warm, what is it, I got the warm material,
yeah.
and obviously you know what all the swooshes are like. You get four swooshes, I got three of them, so one of them on the outside doesn't have a swoosh, I left it blank. And on the inside, it's got the tiger, all tigers mocked up into a swoosh. So I picked three pairs, which I don't know if I should have done.
Dan, who's winning the round?
You've got to call this one, Danny. This is my
I'm going to go Nadia, purely on the LA to Chicago.
Yes.
That's my... That's my thing. The LA to Chicago pair. I love that pair of shoes.
That pair is just
awesome shoe. For me, you've already awarded the points, but those two shoes Nadia picked, both absolutely.
That's all right, I've got a pair of them. Only one of them, but it's fine. You take that one.
I would love a double up on that pair. Love. So nice. Love.
Right, so.
Yellow laces on.
Yeah, yellow laces, actually. Yeah, that's a shout. Yeah, we've had this discussion. Round three. This is now, round three and four, I think, are the best rounds. A pair the other person has that you wish you had.
Okay, rookie for you.
Yeah, Don Walker. Do you know what? I have to say this. What was it, 18?
Were they 2018.
2018. We were actually in Wales at the time and we're walking over the bridge to get to the other side of the, it was Cumbrian Station, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
To go to, I think we're going to Cardiff.
We're going to Cardiff, yeah.
And she's like, Rob, they're on eBay. And this was like 20 pounds above retail.
Yeah, yeah. I paid 130 for them.
And the guy said they came from Kong. And we're like, and I'm debating at the time because, let's be honest, SB Dunks at the time, 2018, they were starting to peak a little bit with all their quirky designs again and being a bit creative. He's like, should I get them? I was like, oh, I hate the whole resale aspect here. I just hate everything about it. Then you bit the bullet and took them. And you know what? Fantastic. Absolutely think they're brilliant. The materials, the design, even the bag, the laces come in. It's like a dog bag, like a dog shit bag.
Yeah.
You know, great. Great concept.
Dan, did you pick those up?
No, they're too loud for me. I passed on those ones, but I get the hype. I like it. I like it as a shoe to look at, but it's just one I would never wear.
Yeah, because I don't really rock Dunk High, so I skipped those as well. But yeah, great pair.
The quality on them with the calf here and just the different suede is just it kind of, you know, when the To Dunkins come out, it kind of reminded me of those. Like it was just like every bit of it was so good, and there's like a name tag as well, an SB name tag, and it's just such a good pair. So yeah, he always kind of looks at me and he's like, you did a good shape there. Like I doubt you'd ever find a bargain like that on eBay again. And it came with the receipt and everything. The guy had literally just gone, I don't really want them, and I was like, fine, I'll take them. Okay. Mine are rookie AJ1 rookie of the year, and I take this really personally because he had a pair in his basket, guys. He had a pair in his basket and he kept going, do you want them though? Do you want them? Do you want them? Do you want them? And I'm like, yes, I want them, but are you sure you want them? And honestly, my blood boils there thinking about it. It is, and I know grail is such a heavy word, but it is my grail. It is what I would like. I can't bite the bullet and pay resale for it because it's just disgusting, especially knowing that they didn't go as fast as I thought. They went fast, obviously, but he had them in his basket. He could have checked out with them. Do you know what I mean?
Bear in mind, this is a Foot Locker basket at the end of the day. They are shit. They sit in your basket and then you go to check out and then they just go. We know Foot Locker is crap.
I mean,
but can I just say you had them in your basket, mate?
yeah, I was actually trying to check out.
You weren't even in a virtual queue.
No, because now they put the tents out, don't they?
Oh my God.
Virtual camping.
So it's a really tough one for me because he wears them and he wears them a lot. And
I wish again, I wore when we were at the wedding.
And again, we were in Japan and they're a pair that you instinctively know what they are. Yeah. Like if you're into them, you know that's the rookies. Like, and this guy, we were just like in the middle of where were we? Was it Kyoto?
Probably.
And he's just like shade. He's like, oh my God. He's an American. Oh my God, those rookies. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's just that pair. And then like, obviously we, you know, when you're, it's not about people noticing them, but when it's a sneaker, people who know their sneakers, you're like, oh, cool.
Thanks.
Now, the only problem with this question, I didn't think this fully through because who wins is, I can't work. Is it the person who's got the better shoe or?
I was going to ask you the same question, Danny.
Yeah, I thought it would be an interesting topic to get to.
Give her the point.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I'd give Nadia the point because She said the rookie would win for me over the shoes. But the shoes is close. But for how fuming she is about not getting that shoe.
It's never going to end.
Deserve the point.
Yeah, and just to save you, Rob, we'll give her the point. Because if we give you the point, the rookie's in the basket kind of job.
There you go.
I think one day
he's going to turn up with those Don C ones that are kind of like a rip-off of the
312s. Was it the 312s or something?
And just mock me. I know. I can just feel like there's just something.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Every day, guys.
So there we go. So we are at, I think, unfortunately, Rob, we're at 2-1 to Nadia for question four. That's about to come up. So if you lose this round, mate, you're just out.
Doesn't matter. I'll just answer the one after that. It doesn't matter.
So this is the one that could get you in a bit of trouble.
Oh, that's all I need.
And we'll come back to Nadia first. What is the worst pair your partner has in their
car? Oh, this is going to be fun, isn't it? You can just...
Oh, my God. Good point.
What's that pair that the other person has and you think, what are you doing with those on your feet? Please, don't step out with me with those on your feet. When we're going to Offspring to pick up whatever it is that you guys pick up down there.
You really should have gone to have a look.
Dare I say, I don't think you do have a pair like that.
She's being nice.
I just don't.
Or if there's not one pair that's just not a pair that you don't care about so much, you think, they're all right.
I know.
Oh, here we go.
His
bit of venom in
venom. The Vans hamburger slip-ons. I hate them. I just hate them. I don't know why I hate them. I think
I know why.
Yeah, because it's got bacon in it, and I'm obviously I don't eat bacon. I drink alcohol, but I don't eat bacon. Right, it's a thing. And I just don't like them, and it's I just don't like them. Yeah, I voiced it quite a lot, didn't I? A lot, not early. Cupboard, yeah. And they're just his throw-ons. So yeah, they're definitely the pair that I absolutely loathe. And if I could burn them, I would burn them.
Do they come out after you've had an argument?
No, sadly not. But they probably will now.
He's got too much pride to wear stuff that he's not into at the moment. That's his thing. Like, he's got too much pride. Like, you wouldn't wear them now either. You kind of go through phases. Like, he's not wearing Air Forces at the moment. Like, you really go through phases with silhouettes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like what I buy. I'll only buy what I like. You know, I won't just buy a pair for the sake of it. If I like the colour, I like the story behind it, I'll buy it. That's it. And I know I'll wear them because I've got my money's worth there. I'm not going to spend 100, 140, and they're going to sit there. Vans, different story. I mean, like, about 25 pairs sitting at the back of a cupboard now. So that's
Nadia's. Rob, what we're saying, what's...
I think she probably would agree on this one. One pair that I don't like were the Nike Off-White Runners in green and black, the green spiked ones.
Yeah.
They're just shit. They're just so, sorry for cursing. You probably ain't got an explanation.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Good. But they're so shit. Everything about them is just so bad.
Do you know, they're so rubbish. I can't even remember what they're called. They're just not.
I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, I can go and get the book. I can go and get the book, which is sitting behind me, to get the full name, but I'm not going to bother because they're that bad.
Do you know what that was? I think it was, and I really wanted the pink and black ones. And I think they look much nicer in the pink and black.
Oh, I've got another one. Yeah. I think you've still got, did you get them? The see-through pink off-white Nikes. They're shit.
The Vaporflies, were they?
Vaporflies.
Oh, yeah, man. All right. He's done some really bad ones.
Yeah.
Some really bad ones. And then some really good ones. But when it's bad, it's bad. Like you just don't want to look at them ever again. They're that pair.
I don't even wear them. And I feel like I should go running in them because that's what they're there for. So I have said that I don't need running trainers because I should just wear them.
But is it as bad as having a picture of a cheeseburger on your shoe, Danny?
You know, I used to love wearing them to work for my old job. Going to go to a construction site and I just rocked up in a pair of cheeseburger Vans. Done his job.
A lot. It's so childish, that pair. It's just so... You're a grown man. Why the... Well,
do you know what? I think for me, the cheeseburger Vans are better than the off-white things. So my point goes to Rob for having a slightly better, worse pair. Slightly worse. Well, we're not doing this just to level it up to make the last one.
I understand it, to be fair. I do understand it. But I get it.
Does, I mean, I'm not a massive off-white fan myself. Anyway. Like you say, he either does really, really good stuff or really, really crap stuff. And
yeah, there's not really in between.
No.
So it's interesting what's going to happen with this 20. I don't know. Is that in the book? Are the upcoming ones?
The images are in there. It's not classed as the 20, but the images are there. But I'll be on, half of them are shit.
Right.
But Jordan 4 bread is going to be the shoe of the year.
Yeah. Yes.
If they release the canary yellows, then everyone will go bonkers for them as well. But other things besides that are not exactly like grabbing me.
Do you know what? The 4 breads, I'm not feeling them. They look aged, and I just don't like that aged. Do you like people are aging the shoes on purpose?
Have you seen all that? The people who are like aging the soles to make them look a lot older than what they are.
The 5s that just come out were quite aged as well, weren't they?
The sale ones. Mm. They weren't white, were they? So they were like a bit. They were like off white.
No, the just the normal generic Jordan 5s that just come out in the black that aren't Antarctic black. They were quite aged black.
Oh, I didn't know. It's
a theme going on.
I don't get people doing it to their own shoes, though. It's just let it happen naturally, you know? I mean, some of the pairs look very good, but we're talking a few.
Yeah. Apart from, I'll go with the LA to Chicago's that you mentioned before. I've worn mine loads, and I cannot get them to crack, rub, or do anything. You know, they're just too durable. Can't get them.
Get the nail polish remover and just splash it all over it.
I don't have nail polish remover, so
you need a female guest. That's what you need.
Dan, have yours? You've got LA to Chicago's. We've all got a pair. All four of us. Anybody's started going yet?
I think you would have to skate them to have them come off. Like,
yeah.
Definitely won't come off just by creasing. Creasing alone, unfortunately. I don't think we're going to do that, are we?
No. And well, to be fair, my skateboarding skills are so rubbish, I could probably go out skateboarding in them and I'll probably shag them up straight away. So maybe I'll do that when the weather gets a bit nice. Right, so last round.
Okay.
Round 5, it's 2-2. Now, it's the 3 and 4 were the best rounds, I think. So we're not ending on the highest one, but... What's next? So what pair are you looking for next?
Mine's really easy.
And then
mine's pink pigs. I like to call them the halal pigs. Makes me feel less guilty that they're called pigs. They're a huge one for me. So much so because like I like a pink shoe, but it has to be a specific type of pink. That's why I didn't go for the ambush pinks. I kind of regret not being a bit faster with the Air Force One Valentine because I think that was a nice pink.
They were good.
They were a nice pair. I actually saw a girl yesterday wearing the Air Max and they actually looked really nice.
I think she was oblivious to me. You said, oh, nice pair.
She did not pay attention to me. She don't care.
It's them JD ones.
But my big one is those medium Carrillos. I want them so badly. I just want them as much as I want the pigs. I want both of those.
She wants them that much. I've gone and created a spreadsheet for all the raffles. Then, even all the pre-authorized ones, I'm lucky I got space on a credit card. I'll just do it. And if it pays off, it pays off. If it doesn't, then I'm going chasing for money.
If you get those in your shopping basket, just hit accept and don't leave them in your basket, mate.
Don't worry, I know. I'll be in a dog ass if I don't get them.
So, but you got to pick one pair, Nab, so we're going curries over pink pigs.
Ooh. Curries.
Yeah, because you really want them.
Yeah.
Because there's a spreadsheet for them, isn't there? So that's dedication. If there's a spreadsheet coming out to get a pair of trainers, then that is
I've done plenty of spreadsheets. I don't know if you really want me to waffle on about my Ben and Jerry's
We I've heard the story, mate. It's okay. We don't need to hear it again.
You don't need to hear it. No. Don't worry. Why don't you just get on to the question?
Yeah.
So medium curry players.
Bloody hell. See, I haven't really looked too deep into what's really coming out in the next few weeks or months, because I know Brexit and COVID is going to take some kind of effect. So after all in the street hawkers, I don't really think I'm looking forward to anything at the moment, unless something really takes my fancy. Because again, I haven't seen much, because I love my SBs, and I haven't seen too much being said.
Do you not like the camcorder ones?
Yeah, I do, but I think leave that for people who actually did skate and use that camcorder, you know, because it mean more to them than me. I mean, I, like you guys, I never skated. I've attempted, but I ain't done it in like 20 odd years, but I wasn't a proper skater or anything. I was more into using a BMX at the end of the day. But leave them pairs for the guys who actually know more about it, who used the equipment and done a lot of the filming, and they're the ones who deserve it more than me, so I'm going to say no on that. But I don't really have a pair that is grabbing me at the moment. The curries, yes, but again, I'm not going down that road of me getting a pair and then her not getting them, so I'd rather not. The pink pigs I tried for, the vegan ones were just a no, but I didn't buy into that whole shtick. If the Tom Sachs Mars Yards ever drop this year, I know they've gone out to people doing testers, if they came out to the public, then I'd love a pair of them at the end of the day. If the Off-White Sail 4s were about in a men's size, then I'd go for them. But if we're looking at what's actually announced, there isn't really anything that's grabbing me at the moment.
She don't want the Preds.
Look, that's a myth. Like Trophy Room, innit? Trophy Room ones were a myth.
I think
I'm stacked up in their bedroom at the moment.
I feel like you're almost rolling over to make sure your wife wins this, because the Rookie of the Year thing is still so...
If I win for it, then great. I mean, if she wins herself, then even better. I mean, I know I think you did send me a link, yes, it was a few days ago for the dunks you got. The rust ones.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she sent me an eBay link and the guy was selling them for £10 more. And it's not a problem. I may pay that, but it's not fair. I'm genuinely looking forward to, because they're out already, but further down the line, it'd just be something that'd tickle my fancy later on.
Can I just say on the back of that, I actually really like that, because I think it's quite easy for people to just get swept along with the hype and to just go, yeah. And for people to change their mind on them VX1000 camcorders and things like that. Like, who does that? Dan's laughing. You can't see it on the Zoom, but Dan's laughing. I am going to get ripped to pieces at some point of this, but that's fine. I like the story that, you know, yeah, leave it to the guys. And there's lots of people who I've noticed saying, oh, I used to use these back in the day. And I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be great if those people had that pair? It would be quite romantic.
I mean, haven't you seen, is it Sparky's store? Their competition is literally getting people to create the videos, maybe with the camera or using the effects, you know, and skating, which is great. I mean, I'm all for these creative competitions and just get it to people who have a bit of nous and know what they're doing in terms of, you know, doing a creative output. Like Dan, your pair when you won the ones the other day was a great one, you know. Probably
I'll go with that.
I have to say, it was, shouldn't really say it, but there were some shit ones in there, you know, and yours was one of the really good ones. Like, as soon as I saw it, I thought, come on, who else is doing that at the end of the day? But if you're just showing off all your pairs, then
some proper thought. And you got your pair through today, didn't you?
It's a quality.
Absolutely buzzing. Yeah, it's really good, to be fair. Like, it's a great shoe. The leather's good, everything's good. I wish they used the normal grey, obviously, because it is light. But it's a great pair. It's as close as we're going to get. So, yeah, I was absolutely buzzing. I didn't expect them today either. No delivery notification or shipping or anything like that. They just arrived. So,
quite a few pairs. I've seen quite a few people who well-deserved pairs today as well. So, yeah, it's really nice to see them, especially on some great people too.
Yeah, there's some really good entries in that.
So, happy days. Dan, who's winning this last round then?
Well, clear winner. Nadia.
I ain't taking offence at all.
Do you know what? I was gonna throw a curveball in. I thought, Rob, I really liked your story. So we could call it 2.5, and then that'll stop any marital arguments going forwards off the back of this.
But you know, we were just saying that, you know, and I've been saying to a few of the girls now, like, both of us were quite very fussy about like what we go for. And I think we get really passionate about what we really want, because we don't just jump on everything and anything. Like the Silver Toe AJ1s come out, the 85s come out. And I was like, well, I want to leave it for people who really, really want it. Like, why do I want to go for something that like other people are going to really, really appreciate more than me? And I appreciate them. And it's the same with the silver. It's like, I don't want to add that to my collection because I can if I wanted to. I think you have to be really like honest with yourself about how many pairs are coming out, because they just keep coming out over and over and there's just something every single week. But what do you want? What are you going to use? Like, what are you going to wear? And like, how often are you going to wear it? Is there something missing in your collection? And I mean, when you take the L on being that fussy, it does really hurt, but it's still worth being true to what you want rather than just jumping on it because it's the next new launch.
Yeah, I mean, we say that all the time, don't we? Like, if you stay true to what you genuinely like, you'll never regret a purchase either. Yeah. Years down the line, you won't think, what was I doing with that? And like you say, there is always another shoe. And at the minute, it's like there's always next week. It's constant again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's mad. Why would you pay resale on anything? Unless it's something that's like ridiculous. And the only one, and I said it on, I don't know if it was last week or all weekend before, but the Street Hawkers, that I might have, if I hadn't got a pair, I would have been very close to pulling the trigger on getting some at resale, depending on the cost of resale. But yeah, there's always...
I'm going to say the detailing on those is incredible. I don't think too many people's on foot pictures or anything have done them justice. They look brilliant. I don't think I've seen a pair that beautiful for quite a while, just in terms of the intricacy of what they've done with it, you know? So, and the story as well with them is great.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed today, actually, Dan, have you studied the paper properly? Because there's a dish on there called Dan Dan. I was looking today on it. I was putting my pair away. I was like, "There's a damn dance, so we'll use that. And we'll put that on the. We'll put that as part of our logo on the podcast."
I love it.
They know.
Nadia, Rob, thank you very much for jumping on. It's been a good laugh, and I hope like you guys that are listening, it's just a bit of fun. Like, we get lots and lots of different guests on, and Nadia and Rob are good friends. Like I say, wanting to have a bit of fun Valentine's Day week and all that, and just have a bit of fun with some friends and talk some trainers. So thanks.
Thank you guys.
No,
you
thanks.
Know, we love listening to you guys, and you know, keep it up, you know, keep us laughing.
Even while I'm apparently doing work, I listen to it. So yeah.
Work in court.
Exactly, work. My work won't listen to it, so
No, so thank you very much. And like we said at the start, don't forget to check them out. So it's at the East London Edit and at Mr.Jibbles86.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, cheers, guys.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers.
And once again, thank you to Nadia and Rob, a.k.a. at the East London Edit and at Mr.Jibbles86. Apologies if that is slightly wrong. I'm going from memory here. And if you haven't learned anything from that little interview kind of game show, it is that if you do bag a pair of trainers in your basket, check them out straight away or your wife will never, ever, ever let you live it down. And I think that's a really, really good kind of mantra to go by in life? What we're saying?
Yeah, I think we all learned something there. Check out the shoes. Get them bought. It's better to have them and regret it than to live with the pain and suffering for the rest of your days.
Forever. Forever. Rob, we feel you. We feel you. So yeah, again, thank you, Nadia and Rob. It was good fun. And for joining us on Valentine's Day as well, give up their Valentine's evening to spend it with me and Dan. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that anyway? But, you know.
Not that we were spending Valentine's Day together, but, you know, we had nothing else on.
No, it was me and Dan, Valentine's Day evening. Right, so let's move on to the next bit. So we have got some releases coming up this week and this weekend. And once again, Dan has scoured Instagram, the internet, and I've not actually managed to contribute this week, so I do apologise. But Dan's come through and found some bangers, as usual. So what have we got coming out this week that's caught our eye?
Well, I say every week, and this is just what's caught our eye. So, you know, this list isn't everything. It's just what, you know, the pick of the bunch for me personally. And starting off, pick two, just to give Danny a hard time, really. So Danny, as everyone knows, if you listen to this, has committed to buying one shoe a month for the year. And we've had a little bet on it, a few beers on it. But the Pink Pig has been delayed, should be coming out this week. So that's a Nike SB Dunk Low Pink Pig. Hopefully will land this week. I think people got their pairs off sneakers today, the day we're recording this. So they came out on Saturday, but everywhere else looks like it's a little bit delayed. Should be this week though, is what we're hearing. But another shoe that should be this month, and again, even this week in some stores, is another Nike SB Dunk Low based on the Sony handheld camera from the 90s, the VX1000. So, Danny, what do you think of this shoe?
So, first of all, I'm edging my bets a little bit that one's going to drop in February technically, and one will technically drop in March, and that's how it's going to kind of, that's how it's going to span across the months to make it that there's one a month. So the game's not over yet in the second month. I think I'm still going to win this. And I do have a joke up my sleeve, but I don't think I'm going to play it in February. I'm going to wait maybe until there might be another point in the year where I might need to play a joker, but I'll just tease that all the way through.
If it comes to it though, Danny, right, are you just going to buy one shoe, or if they both come out this month, are you going to break the rule and get both these shoes?
There will be no boot rule to break. It will be fine, Daniel, don't worry. I am quietly confident, but joking aside, I've heard there's been some really bad shipping problems getting things into the country. There's been a container shortage worldwide. Brexit ain't helping, but for once, it is helping me. So if I don't pick up a pair of trainers in February, that means I can get two in March, and then I can get, even if they both come out in March, then boom, there we go, two pairs in March. Happy days.
Is that allowed? Does that count as one pair a month?
Yeah, it averages out at one pair a month, Dan.
So what do you think of these VX1000s then, Danny? Because I've got a message in my DMs that's from you that says, they're a bit shit.
Well, do you know, like camcorders? You know, one thing that you're allowed to do on a camcorder is you can rewind and like record back over the stuff that you've said before. So that's what I'm doing with this pair of dunks. So I will be fully hands up. I did see a picture of these quite a bit ago, to be honest, before they got like public in the public eye. Someone did like find me over a grainy kind of picture. And I wasn't a fan on the grainy pictures. And even the early ones that were shown, I was like, nah, I'm not too bothered. And then the more pictures that have come, and it's not the... Do you know, like sometimes when you see a product so much that it changes your mind? It's not that. I've just seen somewhere the materials look really good. It's an orange label, so you know it's going to be really good. I love the red dot on the sole. I think that's just a really good touch. I think I still want to get them in hand because I think the writing could have been done a little bit better. And I'll go back to the Saucony VHS Sauconys. What a pair of trainers. And they were executed perfectly by the Goodwill out. And I'm not saying that these massively miss, But I don't think they will be quite as good. But I think you've got to, you know, we've said it before. I don't want to cart them and not check out. Let's put it like this. Let's keep it like that. And regret it further down the line. I think the colours are a lot better in the recent pictures as well.
I think the colourway is brilliant. You know, like you said, the materials are going to be amazing because it's orange labelled. They're always quality. The concept is brilliant. Like, it's been done before. It's been done before on skate shoes.
Yeah.
S did it in like 2007 based on the same camera. Obviously, this one will be a lot more mainstream than an S release, obviously. Yeah. Danny thought I was going to give him a hard time for changing his mind. But in all honesty, I think more people need to be open about changing their mind on stuff, because I think some people have a reaction and then stick to it out of principle and stubbornness. I think change your mind, you know what I mean? It shows that you're willing to change your mind, and that's more important than anything.
Absolutely. Be open-minded about a lot of things as well, you know. I mean, there's certain things that I will absolutely just not buy at all, but there are certain things that I'm open to, like, you know, change my mind, please. People comment and reply to me and Dan when we talk on the podcast. Comment on our Instagram post and change our minds if you think we're wrong about something.
And you won't change my mind. I'm one of the stubborn ones, aren't you? No chance. Absolutely zero chance. No, but like, seriously, I do think that's like important, is have an open mind and let your mind change. Do you know what I mean? And that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
So could be a huge month then for Nike SB. Obviously, those two are out. We've already had the beef and broccoli dunk high, so loads of SBs out there. But another dunk that's coming, and I think this is going to be another instant sellout. It looks amazing. The Dunk Low, it's the sportswear version, so it will be in, obviously, non-skate stores, in the medium curry.
Yeah, I really like it. I really rate it. I'm not a, you know, I make no secret about it. I'm not a sportswear dunk fan. I don't really go for them because... Well, partly, I think if you start going for everything, it starts, one, costing a lot, two, space. And there's certain models. I've always been into SB Dunks, so that's one of the reasons that attracts me to that model. And, what I like about an SB Dunk, the sportswear dunks don't have, like, the fat tongue and the chunkiness element to it. So, but the colourway absolutely bangs. I mean, I think Nadia said in the interview, didn't she, that those were what she's going for next. And... just a solid shoe.
Yeah, great shoe, great colorway. You just can't knock it, can you? There's nothing not to like about that shoe.
No, exactly.
And sticking with Nike still, because they've got loads coming this week, the retro of the Jordan 3 Cool Grey. So I think just going from when I had a pair of these, it must be 12 years since these came out last or something, unless it's been out again since and I've not noticed it, which... I must have missed, but I love the shoe. I won't be going for it again because there's just too much this month. And I think when you've had something once, you don't need to go back and revisit everything. You know, you've kind of had it and you've done it. Let someone else do it this time. But I love this colorway on a Jordan 3. I think it's brilliant.
I think these look really, really good. And if these said air on them with quotation marks, they would be absolutely flying out. But I think, like you said, there is so much product coming out at the minute. I think it's hard, isn't it? If the shops were open, I can imagine these sitting around in the shops for a little bit. But because everything's online, you can see people either sweeping everything up online. So they probably won't sit because that's just the climate that we're in, that anything that's got a little bit of a classic colourway edge to it or something that's got a little bit of nostalgia, people are just hoovering it up. A good shoe. It's not one for me. I appreciate Jordan 3s and other people. It's just not one of my shoes to get. But yeah.
And what about an opinion on these ones then, Danny? Because there's a few coming out this week. There's the Nike collab with Undercover Overbreaks, and then there's the Nike Overbreak non-collab in the Mars Yard colorway, which I think a lot of people are going to want purely based on the colorway on that shoe. What do you think?
Awful. Awful. I need a cover to hide under with some of those shoes because they are just, that outsole is just horrific. And please, can you stop rinsing the Mars Yard colourway on everything, because the Mars Yard is such a great shoe just don't spoil it by bringing it out a million times and putting it on. What was the SP? Was it an SP Classic? I can't remember the exact silhouette. What was the?
I think there's loads of done. They've done it on. They've almost done a few years ago. They did an Air Max One, which was almost in a Mars colorway. I think they even called it Mars Red. Like someone corrects us on here, but even an Air Max One in that colorway a few years ago. But yeah, I completely agree. They are rinsing it a bit.
Yeah, and I just don't like the outs. Like I said, the outsole is just too much for me. I just don't. Nah.
Yeah, I don't think I could pull it off. I think it'll be a decent shoe for Nike. I'm sure it'll sell out, but I couldn't wear it personally.
I don't know if it will sell out. I bet it'll sit on sneakers. I bet it'll just. Do you know when you go to sneakers and the ones that you can actually purchase? I bet it'll be sat on there. I don't think this will.
I'll have a little friendly bet with you, Danny, that by 8:05, they're all gone. Which purely one? On the colour.
The Mars Yard.
Mars Yard, yeah.
I mean, I'll take that bet. I think you're probably going to win on that one because of the colourway, but, you know.
Yeah, the collab might sit. I think people will choose the colourway of the Mars Yard over the collab.
No,
purely on that alone. And a little secret, apparently. The overbreak in the non-Mars Yard colourway, which isn't coming out this week in the UK, I don't think, but under that colourway, almost like a peel-away effect, has the Mars Yard colourway beneath it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, a few people found this out accidentally, got in touch with Nike, and they claim to not even know about it.
Right. Interesting.
Interesting. And last of this week. Go on, Danny.
Before we go on to something else, I think the next thing is something non-Nike. But I've got to say, I'm a massive Adidas fan. There's not an awful. I think Nike have just smashed it this year. Do you not think? I can't think of anything Adidas that I think, wow, that has been. I'm trying to think of the stuff last year, like even SNS GTs with sneaker and stuff, or like some of the. I know it's not Spezial time yet because that'll be end of March, early April kind of thing. But there's not been anything like the.
I mean, last year there was the City Series, the Superstar Anniversary. So, like, loads of little bits like that, that was quite exciting. But, yeah, you're right, this year has been... There's been a few ZX, hasn't there? But other than that,
no,
nothing.
I know, a bit disappointed. So I do apologise to all our Adidas fans who think, why would you just cover so much Nike stuff? Or Nike, I can't remember. Because you said Nike, you got me on saying Nike. So many Nike stuff is because... It's just because there's not been any Adidas things. But we have got something else, haven't we? I did cut you off there, Dan. We have got something different.
We have, and it is definitely something different. It's the second collab Reebok have done with Hot Ones, the YouTube show with Complex. They've done another Reebok question and a classic.
The question is just...
The question is a great shoe. Anything to do with Allen Iverson...
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I do get that. But it's one of those that should have been left back in the day. I don't think it retros very well. I don't think it's just not one for me. But the classic, actually, I don't mind the classic. I think the colourway is kind of cool and it's a bit classic. But
it's nice to see Reebok doing a collab as well. It's not on a Club C, which we seem to mention. On this podcast.
That is a shout to be fair. But yeah, I don't think I can't see many of them. I've just seen them on end in the draws and I think they're probably you don't know, do you? There might be enough basketball fans out there that I just want that pair of questions and just going to get them, but I don't know. I can't tell.
It's definitely not one you're going to see on foot much once we're allowed back outside, I don't think.
No, definitely not. Definitely not around Leeds, anyway.
No. But, yeah, that's it for this week's releases, Danny.
Okay, thank you very much. And just once again, thank you to everyone who listens and gets this far. And we did start putting a code word out, our code phrase, because I'm going to choose a phrase this week. I'm not going to lie. And we said we're going to do it. So if you get to this point in the podcast, go to our Instagram post, and put the phrase out, and then we can just see who actually gets right to the end. Because we don't see any like figures. We might see how many clicks we get, but we don't know who gets right to the end. So if you have got to this point in the podcast, which is how, I don't even know how long it is because I've not worked it out yet. But you need to just put rookie of the year as the phrase on our Instagram post. And then we know that you've got right to the end of this podcast this week. So well done to anybody who manages to do that. I think we had a few people on the last time. We remembered to do it, but it is what it is.
There we go. For another week.
There we go. So yeah, again, thanks for everyone for listening and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, you got a bye from Dan? Yes!